boys and girls, it's that time. It's Sunday night. Time to get your fill of Blue Fox Radio.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Hello again, and welcome to the show.
Welcome back to the show.
Hello, good evening, and welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, children.
Blue Fox Live.
Welcome back, everybody, to Blue Fox Live this Sunday night here on 105.5 The Bone. Tonight, our special guest is RGP, the Randy Gardner Project. Tried to get him on last week, but Silver Tongue took up the whole show. They opened up for Silver Tongue the other week. And before that, they opened up for 15 minutes, and then last month, they kicked off the Southern Governor Show. Randy Gardner was also one of our guest star all-star judges for our first Guitar Gods competition, which also included Golder O'Neill from Shandor University and Jimmy Chocolate from Funny Money and Kicks. Our next Guitar Gods competition kicks off August 2nd, with the bass player being the main focus of this competition. So put that on your calendar for August 2nd. So let's go up to the stage right now and kick off his RGP set, and we'll hit the basement and talk to him. Sky high with you here, Blue Fox Live.
Blue Fox doing out there?
Dark Angels.
We are down in the basement right now with RGP, the Randy Gardner Project. With
you got this guy that, you know, nobody knows who he is. This is Randy.
Lisa.
You got David.
David, Lisa, and Randy here. So is it going to be the Lisa Project sooner or later? Or? It,
maybe.
Yeah, right. Randy's never going to give it up.
You're going to have to kick me out.
I've noticed you have capitalized. Back when I started my record label, I started pulling from Shandor University. And now it seems Shandor University has finally made an impact on Winchester.
Woo!
Yeah, Tommy and Lisa both are graduates of Shandor University. I think I speak for everyone that, you know, we're real happy that we found each other. And we did just find each other. I never really knew Lisa. I never really knew Tommy. I never really knew David. We just kind of a little bit of referral mm-hmm. services here and there from friends. And yep. as soon as Tommy did his thing, it's like, okay, he definitely knows what he's doing. And as soon as we heard Lisa open her mouth, it was, you know. That's it.
And they also, I mean, the conservatory at Shenandoah is incredible. It's one of the best on the East Coast. So I got in there and Shenandoah all the way.
Plus you got Golder up there telling everybody how to do things. Tommy's not here, so we can't talk about Europe and the Charlottesville Symphony.
He's though. Yeah, he is a teacher. His students love him. I'm going to say that.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, see.
Well, he cracks that whip every now
yeah,
and then.
Yeah, he does.
He can be strict.
Yeah, he's very strict.
That's good, though.
He's actually, he works on us, you know, and even for myself, I think I'm doing this part right, and Tommy can really hear and pick out something that, oh, okay, I get it, you know, so.
He's more than the percussion department, he is the whitcracker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he works on us.
Yeah, he does.
Sometimes it just takes a look.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back up to the Bone stage for a cover of Lizzie Hale's Freak Like Me. It's RGP, the Randy Gardner Project, on the 105.5 Bone stage, Blue Fox Live.
Oh,
So how's the summer look?
June will be opening, and that's our kind of our thing right now is to do, you know, some slot music, you know, opening or seconds. We are humble that we are, even though some of us have played before, we are still a fresh band, and we bow down to our sister and brother bands out there that, you know, hey, we'll do the opening set. We want to get ourselves, you know, tight. We're with 15 Minutes coming up. We're with Silver Tongue coming up, 8 Lives Spent. We've got some other offers on the table. I think this summer, I kind of hope to get a break, actually, you know, and I think everybody does so that we can start writing. That's high on our list, is just to get started on that.
I think you're definitely humble. You're opening up for some kids that are, what, 21 years old tonight?
Well, these guys
they're
are
good.
Awesome.
Yeah, very good.
Southern Governor, I mean, what a great bunch of young men. they put the time in.
I said, if you ever wanted to know what Hanson looked like when they grew up.
A little more rocky, too.
Yeah, they learned music and got high. That's what happened.
Well, they got some good parents, that's for sure. I mean, you know, think about it. If us as musicians, if a mom and dad that would set it up, tear it down, pay for it, you know, yeah, that's pretty sweet.
That is sweet.
You have to tip your hat to them.
I love my parents too. They put me through art school, so I can't say anything bad about them.
Me too. They put me through dance school, so.
My dad put me through a while.
Talking RGP in the basement. Let's go back up to the Bone Stage for a little Audio Slave cover. Show Me How to Live from the Randy Gardner Project.
We got a few more for you.
I think everyone needs to do a shot. Right, no one is rowdy enough, especially you and you. Yeah, Speed is coming up.
This radio station was named Audio Slave in honor of the last American hero to whom speed means freedom of the soul. The question is not when it's going to stop, but who is going to stop it.
I'd like to say real quick thank you to all the local bands out there. For the most part, it's a tight family of guys that can make phone calls and, hey, we broke this, or can we use this? Sharing the gigs is a kind of a new thing lately. Quite a few of the bands are like really into that now, and we are too. Just like say thank you to all these guys.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Winchester's come a long way. I tried to do this 15 years ago, make it a new Seattle, and everybody was like, no, we're on our own. We don't want nothing to do with you all.
Right.
Now everybody's coming to everybody's shows.
Yep.
Everybody's jumping on a stage. Like Silvertongue, they're like, we'll open up for 15 minutes. We don't care.
Yeah,
it's just incredible, though.
It's the right time.
Just absolute pour respect out to people that will do that. They don't have to, but they do, and boy, they get my respect, 100%.
I mean, we all do this because we love it, so, you know, why not support each other?
Exactly.
I mean, because it'd be
one
in town if
we
had one band in town, you know?
Right.
So we got to support each other, you know?
I took a week off and went to the islands, and I hired my competition to cover me.
Yeah. Yeah.
How good is that? We'll be right back.
Mr. Shally, Greg Shally sneaking in over there. Greg Shally, Shally Acres. I know Big Deal's in the house. And my best. Thank you guys so much.
So how's our percussion dealing with the band back over here?
They keep me in line. They're always on me.
And it's your job to keep them in line.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I need guidance. That they may not be able to get me.
When's the first original song coming out?
I don't know.
Better be within 30 days.
Oh, geez. Okay. Well, better get on it.
If we want to stay on track, you know, I would say in the next couple months we should roll one out. Definitely.
June's pretty booked up with shows at the moment, and then we're looking pretty.
I think July
open
and August
for,
we'll get we'll get the shot, the opening.
Maybe we'll
there's already some stuff
for...
lined up for us. Tommy's wrote quite a few. I know you've got some. Mm-hmm. I've got some. I don't know where David. You know,
I'm just a drummer.
Yeah,
I just bang my drums all day.
I hit things.
Is this something you're going to do in house then?
We will do in house. For our own benefit, and I think, I mean, my experience in the past, there are a couple other studios out there now that I would be definitely interested in talking to.
My studio opens up this week.
Yeah, there you go. I have worked with Q quite a few times. I've been satisfied by them. It's not inexpensive, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go out of house to cut the real tracks, but we'll do in house as soon as someone learns how to run. machine. I hate manuals that are 2 inches thick.
Do you want to say anything to all those people you can't touch through the social medias right now?
RGP is for real. We're not just going to be another cover band. We're serious about it. The musicians are serious about it. We wouldn't do it if we didn't love doing it, because it takes a lot behind the scenes. You know,
we were discussing that today earlier.
You know, thank our wives and boyfriends and girlfriends and families for hanging in there, because our hobby takes up a lot of your life.
Mm-hmm. Major.
All right. Anything else you want to say before you go up and pack this house soon?
I think RGP has a good future in front of it.
Come out and see us.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
David, Lisa, and the man, Randy Gardner, hanging out with us in the basement. Thanks a lot. They got to go upstairs and pack the house, that is. That's our show for this weekend. Check out what's happening on the Blue Fox Billiards website. You can now buy tickets on there. Our next ticketed show is Alien Ant Farm, July 28th. They'll be there with Rebel Inc. and Troublemaker. Then right after that, August 2nd, is our Thunder of the Gods competition. We got 10 bands giving us their bassist. Eight Lives Spent, Dead Necks, The Burning Dirty Band, Southern Governor, Three Sound, The Scott Burkhart Band, Loggerhead, The Holy Gift, Impeached, and The Bob Father himself will be in the competition. Hosted by yours truly, me and Mr. Barcode himself, Jay Powell. See you next week. Sky High out. Blue Fox Live is off the air.